La Trobe University has welcomed the federal government's budget announcement, providing $123.7 million to spearhead the university's science, research and regional health efforts.
The two projects funded by the federal government, the La Trobe Institute of Molecular Science and the La Trobe Rural Health School in Bendigo, together enormously increase the capacity of the university to serve the community.
$64.1 million will help establish the La Trobe Institute of Molecular Science in northern Melbourne, while $59.6 million will be used in the construction of the La Trobe Rural Health School in Bendigo. The two projects, expected to create 1,350 construction jobs, will provide 280 extra health science and research positions within the community.
The La Trobe Institute for Molecular Science is going to be a $98 million facility that will be at the forefront of the university's research in molecular science and biotechnology, and particularly focused on finding new ways of dealing with a whole range of human disease problems, including cancer and autoimmune disease.
LIMS is an unusual animal, if you like, in that we're trying to bring together, we will bring together three different disciplines, or up to four different disciplines: biochemistry, chemistry, genetics and physics, to work together in the one environment.
Construction of the Rural Health School in Bendigo, expected to be completed by 2011, will generate 200 extra health science graduates per year. It will provide a boost to Bendigo's economy, and it will also produce ready-to-work professionals for those regional areas suffering from major shortages of health workers.
The new Rural Health School will employ an additional 60 staff, and will provide education opportunities for 781 new students when it's fully up to speed. These students will get top quality clinical education, and that means they will form a new cohort of qualified health professionals in nursing, physiotherapy, podiatry, speech pathology and the like, who will deliver services to the people of the Bendigo region and more broadly across northern Victoria.
By investing money into higher education, it provides us with the opportunity to produce more graduates, but particularly to really expand our operations, to be able to offer more courses that reflect workforce need, but also to provide an opportunity for regional students to be able to study close to their own homes. It's about linking the community really closely with the university. And there are significant benefits around research, about dealing with some of the complex problems that we face in the healthcare system.
The funding announcement, one of the largest in La Trobe's history, confirms the university's commitment to higher education in rural areas and its support in preserving a sustainable future. The Rural Health School and the Molecular Science Institute will further promote La Trobe's role as a major research and health science institution while maintaining its strong relationship with local communities.